You go get your ass beat.
Hey, he's actually
what
been there
did
pretty.
I just got here.
Not lately. I mean, he's actually been doing pretty well since, you know, he stopped, you know, started fighting people weaker than him.
He's kind of rolling in pussy now, too.
Have you seen this week's?
Yeah. He finally beat the monster that he couldn't beat the first time.
Yeah.
Get up there, Baron. You're getting stronger.
Well, that and that whole thing with him and, well, I don't know who's seen this week, so.
I have.
Let's see. He has my, and then he has the peach for when he wants to get his ass kicked.
Well, he's probably into that.
My could probably kick
my
his
ass.
I
kicked over plowing my anyway.
My could probably kick his ass to start with.
Because, you know, after you f*** my, all she's going to do is complain about what a bad job you did.
Well, with his Kaito, it might be accurate, too.
He probably doesn't know how to use it.
He doesn't know how to use that banana either.
Just get it in sideways.
Why are you trying to slash with it?
No, just go with the vagina broadside first.
Why are you trying to pull it apart in the middle? That's not how it works. Why did you bring a hammer into the bedroom?
Hey, some folks are into that. Don't judge.
Not that kind of hammer.
How many kinds of hammers are there?
The mango hammer.
Wait. There's mallet. There's hammer. There's tiny hammer. There's big hammer. There's a hammer made out of wood, which might also be a mallet. That's like seven. That was six. I can't map.
Meteor Storm! This is Superhero Time with XV.
XV is Bandai.
Hey, Mickey.
I just stabbed your baby in the heart in the other room. Do you want to go see?
Paladin.
Now, when say damage, you mean inserted anally, right?
Ken.
No, I was just stretching, that's all.
And Fort Max.
Multiple men.
With special guest.
This week on Superhero Time, Hey, Mickey made all the mistakes for us.
Woo!
Hey, go me. I'm amazing.
But all right. I did a good thing and invited Gigabeetle to be on this week.
Good job.
Hey.
That will certainly fill up some time.
Yes, it will. We'll need it.
Well, and in the spirit of filling up time, Ken, Gigabeetle has something special to say to you.
Oh, God, what?
Yeah, what? The note.
Yeah, that wait, and the challenge.
Wait, I'm just going to load up the note because I don't remember it offhand. Right. So I and X, we were talking, and there's a Ken challenge. That's a thing
God.
Now. You might have to do an intro for that. Okay. Ken challenge. So we need you to drink so much oil that you can pee flammable.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think so.
Yeah, basically what we came up with was that you should drink so much oil that your urine becomes so volatile that you could hold a match under it while you pee. And,
I don't think that is good for one's health.
No,
well, that's why it's
awesome.
Perfect. That's why it's perfect for you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, because I don't have any issues down there or anything.
I mean, like...
Could he shit fire, too? Like is it like napalm coming out?
Look, I've already been close enough to that.
That requires Taco Bell.
If we, like, put Ken in a helicopter and, like, over a Vietnamese village, would it be a war crime?
So
yes.
Napalm, basically.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It'd be a war crime whether it's on fire or not.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing this.
Equal parts gasoline, frozen orange juice, and Ken's poop.
Oh, okay.
Wait, frozen orange juice?
There's literally not a single downside to this.
Yeah,
might
give myself a heart attack or something.
Wait. Frozen orange juice?
Unless you're pregnant, then there might be issues.
Yeah, where did the orange juice come in?
Are you pregnant?
No.
Agent Orange?
No, well, then what's the problem? Oh, you might make an oil baby.
An oil baby?
Is that racist? I don't know.
Probably.
Probably.
It's pretty close to being racist.
Pretty close.
Let's ask
Tim Curry.
That's racist. He'll tell us.
Oh, God, no.
I'm editing that out.
Can you edit that out, XB?
Yes, I'm editing that out.
Thank you.
Yes.
Either that or I'm going to find some way to make it where it sounds like you said his name, Giga.
No, not that part. The me joke. I don't care about what they guys say.
You should just replace it with a Tim Curry. You haven't done that in a while.
Okay.
Then it's actually going to sound like I said something racist. This is just close to something racist.
Just leave the whole thing in. Just dub the name out with Tim Curry.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking then. Yeah.
Out of all the episodes I've been on, this is the worst one yet.
You say that about every episode you've been on.
I'm like a minute.
It's only just started.
It was mostly Ken's fault because he would not drink pee.
We didn't want him to drink pee. We wanted him to drink oil.
That's the next Ken challenge.
That's good for you. It's full of electrolytes. That's what your body needs anyway.
Anyway, while we're here, Giga, was there anything else on the note for Ken?
I closed it down. I'll get back to it.
Did you just load it back up?
Yes. But I think.
Okay. Well.
No. Wait. It's up.
Sex play by play.
Go on. This is quality podcast here.
I thought even with notes, he's unprepared.
Hey, Giga.
There's like 400 notes, dude. Be nice to me.
Giga. Are your notes written in Swedish or English?
English.
Okay.
It says noises he makes.
Oh, okay.
Cryptic. You need to take better notes, Giga.
We broke
Ken,
dick.
Did you accidentally tweet a dick pic?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Because somebody in, you know, one of our circles apparently accidentally tweeted a dick pic at some point. We can't figure out who.
We're pretty sure. Tweeted it all in the past like year.
We're pretty sure it's you.
No, I'm pretty sure.
So
it's not.
It'd probably be better if you just come out and admit it now.
No, he's not gonna do it.
that would be requiring me to pay enough attention to Twitter to even do that.
The problem is that you don't pay enough attention and you accidentally tweet it.
Right, sure.
Right, without even realizing it. That's why
I see this big pic.
I don't know. I didn't see it either.
I did.
Well, I trust Giga, so.
Well, whose dick was it? I want to know.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Why didn't you save it?
Because I didn't. I think
that way
you can
go back later and identify it. Have you seen this penis?
This dick. Reward.
You guys want to throw someone under the bus and just say it was their dick pic?
We just did that with Ken.
No, but I mean like someone who matters.
Fort Max? So it was Fort Max's dick pic?
Damn it, Fort Max. That's the second time I've seen your dick.
Wait, what?
This is the week Ken walks off the show.
I love you, Ken. Aww, I show it in a very strange way.
A very strange way.
I have issues.
We already knew that. This is just confirmation.
Well, after that entertaining diversion, Paladin?
Well, I'm sorry, I can't ever be as entertaining as that.
We know.
Snap.
So, news?
News.
Okay, this week we got to see the Tokuger upgrade, Hyper Mode. And it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
There have been worse ones.
For a team that's as much focused on imagination as they are, This is the best they could imagine.
Maybe Mio thought it up.
No, that'd be nagging mode.
Look at like this. At least it's not as bad as Ghost Nature's Lucky Draw armor.
Because
it doesn't have a dragon head sticking out 5 feet from your chest.
We also get little vinyl figures for General Schwartz and the Crows.
Stupid gumball staff thingies.
That sounds awesome.
It's
Ghost Sager, so it isn't.
It's not.
Also, better... Yokai Blaster.
Yeah. Like, there have been better upgrades, there have been worse upgrades.
Well, that really is just, like, Ghost Sager armor, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it is.
Bit less shitty.
Vaguely?
Well, again, you don't have the dragon head sticking 5 feet off your chest.
Fair enough, but still.
There's nothing wrong with that conceptually, except for the fact that the animal head sticking so far out looks stupid as hell.
You know what this needs? Like, it needs some additions to the helmet to tie it into the chest plate.
Kind of does. Maybe something on the arm.
Disregard the train parts and the shoulders and the wheels and the chest. You know, the remaining armor looks kind of cool. And then the collar and the upper shoulders.
I mean, there's potential here, but it looks unfinished. It needs more to it to really come together. You know,
maybe like knee and elbow pads, something.
That, and I'm thinking like, okay, think back to Mystic Force, Magiranger, you know, the Legend mode.
Well, that was a whole different costume, though.
I know, that's kind of what I'm going for here.
That's kind of what we're missing right here.
I mean, they have a chance to, like, enhance the Tokuger costumes, which need enhancing badly, and, you know.
It's probably not going to do anything like that, because they still want to stick to the damn line change gimmick.
I mean, at the least, I would say add some different cuffs and change the helmet up a little bit to tie
it
together.
Oh, shit. I know what they should have done. Okay, look for where the train is lined.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the helmet, there needs to be, like, a little gold coal-burning smokestack coming out.
Yes.
Yes.
That would have helped, yeah.
With smoke coming out of it.
Yes.
That would be perfect.
God damn it, why is that not happening?
Why aren't you working for Toei?
Exact. Giga, why aren't you working for Toei openly?
I don't know.
He's under NDA.
He actually is. He just doesn't want to admit it. That's how he gets all those toys.
He's actually viral marketing for figure arts.
Yeah.
I'm actually a test tube baby.
Well, we knew that.
Vampire.
We knew that. I had to bring it to you.
I don't know whose semen I came from.
Huh.
That's going to be your intro quote this week, Giga.
Well, now my goal is to make that not my intro quote. I'll say something stupider.
Okay, well,
work on that.
I'm sorry, Ken. Do I not spur out, like, stupid shit all the time?
Yeah, you kind of do, so.
Yeah.
Why else do you think we invite you on here?
Exactly. We finished early last week. We don't want to do that again, apparently.
We're going to anyway, though.
Probably. I guess we have less shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Anything else in the news?
At this point, I'm tempted. What?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, at this point, I'm tempted to have Gigabeetle do the Tokuger summary, even though I told him I wasn't going to have him do a summary.
What the f***, XV?
Just to pad the show out, because, you know.
That might make it go quicker, because he just, you know, bounced through it like he doesn't care, because he doesn't. So
true. Yeah, he finally got me to understand he doesn't actually like Tokuger.
That took only, like, 8 f***ing talks with you.
Yeah.
He thought you were being, you know...
Swedish.
Yeah.
No, I just really thought he liked Tokuger.
I don't like Tokuger.
I realize that now.
I realized it the first time. What took you so long? Did you legitimately not realize it?
Apparently.
He's been drinking oil.
That's impressive.
Tokuger is great. It has trains.
Yeah, it has its moments.
It has trains, but it also has right.
Right's fine.
Wrong. No, right is wrong.
Right's cool.
No.
No.
Takati, less so, but, you know, he's not supposed
Takati
to be.
Takati is, like, the best one on that team.
Takati's supposed to be stupid, and he is. So.
Yeah.
No, Kagura's the best one.
He was
no,
dead.
No,
like
no,
Mio,
no, no.
She's kind of the shittiest.
Yeah.
She has a hammer.
See, there's something to like about all of them, I think.
No, there
they're all so terrible. How can you not like them?
There's nothing to like about the green one. Nothing.
I like Hikari because he's the competent one.
You, Ken.
And I'm you.
It's hard to argue with that.
This is just what kind of show this is going to be this week.
Hooray!
You don't deserve this.
What, you don't?
I don't. There might have been word mix-ups. Yes.
Maybe it's just reverse karma.
Is that like reverse psychology?
No.
You suffer now for something good later on.
Well, if that's the case, then I've got like the whole second half of my life to be awesome.
You're not gonna live till you're 100.
Damn.
No, Giga, you're thinking of Don. He's the one who's almost 50.
Oh.
Hi, Don. I haven't said anything about, you know. Just to be clear.
Until now.
Well, no, he didn't say specifically what he was talking about.
I did not even bring you up, Don. Don, you're safe.
Until now.
It's not like
we're
I have
not
to do
implying
any...
anything.
It's not like I have to do any, you know, awkward edits around that.
No, just clear it up.
Although now that I say that, Gig is probably going to be more specific just so I'll do that and it'll be funny.
No.
Okay. So that was our first news item, right?
Probably.
This is going to be the best worst show.
Yep.
Thanks for being here, Giga.
You're welcome. I say as I point at the screen.
Oh, it's okay. Sometimes when I'm on Skype conversations, I look into my webcam even though it's not running.
I want to look into something.
I'm usually looking at pornography.
Well, that's also an option.
I don't know how to turn off the sound of this computer, so I can't.
It's actually just a webcam pointing at your mom.
I don't think that's a big enough lens.
Oh!
It's a wide-angle lens.
Need, like, fisheye or something.
It's like a security cam. It's all warped out.
It's a live feed from the Hubble telescope.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you need, like, a satellite to actually capture your mom's entire image.
I locate her G-spot by GPS.
She's big enough to see from orbit.
GPS. I get it. Whatever.
Yeah, it's very good.
This is quality humor.
This is humor?
Kelly, what are you writing in the chat? I've seen your pencil move like 8 times. What are you doing?
He's talking to the URL by hand again.
I just keep hoping we can move on somehow.
H. T. T. T.
Oh, damn. How do I make the question mark?
Okay, so.
Oh,
the next...
God, you erased it. For f***ing sake, Paladin, what is it?
Now I'm not going to tell you. This is just funnier. Yeah, the hell with it. The next big Bandai Premium lottery item is Ticket.
Oh.
Because that's what everyone needs is a terrifying, maybe alive puppet sitting around your house.
Now, yes. To be fair, I know of a few people who actually want this and would get it if it was not a lottery item.
Ah! I'll go over here.
Don't look directly at the puppet.
It's going to be like a fat glove for someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
I told you, don't look at the puppet!
Somewhere there's already fan art of that.
Yeah, try Pixiv.
Anyone want to find that?
Nope. I nominate Paladin. He's our news hound. That's got to be news, right? Paladin, find that, and I'll post it on the website when I put the episode up. Kilby will love it.
No, thanks.
Kilby would love that. Even Train Dick made him uncomfortable, and I used that twice. To be fair, one of them was
the question is though, is Ticket gonna be sized for a Japanese sized penis or like an American sized penis?
Japanese, you know.
So child size.
So it's more like trying to fit a finger cot over a, you know, Vienna sausage type of deal.
You're right. Being very generous to yourself there.
No, I was talking about Japanese.
Either that or you're being really insulting to Vienna sausages.
Vienna has never done anything stupid, have they? Why would they deserve this scorn?
No, Vienna sausages...
Vienna fingers are pretty terrible.
Vienna sausages is a brand of canned sausages.
I know that. I knew that.
How they have them in Sweden, but they're made of fish, right?
It's funny because they're tiny.
I thought it was Japan
it's
that had fish
sausages.
It's funny
because they're tiny. Can you please intro-quote that?
Yes, so I'm going to intro-quote it from you.
Damn it. I'm not on enough.
The entire intro is just gonna be a string of Kegel.
No. I object to that one even more because that's a paladin joke. I cannot stand for a paladin joke. That guy. I love you, paladin, but you, I can't be you. I'm better than you.
The intro should just be Kegel Beetle. Intro quote. Kegel Beetle. Intro quote. Gigabeetle.
Yeah, but I don't have anything with Kegel Beetle's name from Mike, so. Yeah,
why
I know.
Not?
I only do that for the regulars.
But I think this is Giga Beetle.
I think Ken
He's
was with us.
Irregular.
I think Ken was with us for like 4 months before he actually became part of the intro.
I think so.
Whereas JD was part of the intro from his first appearance because he was JD.
Take Ken out of the intro again.
And he probably already had it from another show.
That's fine. That just means he doesn't get to use one of my quotes.
And special guest.
So, which is taller, Ticket or Kota?
That is actually a sleeping bag for Kota.
Well, we saw them in the crossover. It was definitely Ticket.
And Sarutaki.
Yeah, where is my Bandai Premium Sarutaki? All right, Paladin, what
Apparently
else do you
know nowhere.
Paladin, what else do you have that we can use to, like, humiliate you?
Okay, Zach and Keiko are teaming up to sell the Pinecone Energy Lock Seed.
Okay.
And it's not Pinecone Soda. They changed it to Pinecone Liquid.
Ew.
I don't think anything... Any means of juicing a pinecone is not,
Juicing a pinecone is not some kind of drug slang.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, it kind of does. And after I spent all this time looking for, like, pine-flavored syrup to make pine soda with.
Like, to put into a soda stream or something?
Yeah, or just mix with with soda water, I guess.
You feed a squirrel exclusively peanuts. I mean, exclusively. And then you put the squirrel in a blender.
Oh, wow.
Ugh.
I'll allow this.
See, I'm imagining like a squirrel color blur with the tail sticking up like a straw spinning around.
You would allow this because you're in Detroit. You probably eat squirrel all the time.
No, they eat raccoons.
No, he's allowing it because the squirrels in Detroit are also violent enough to form gangs and they're packing heat.
Now that I
the
believe.
The squirrel menace controls the south side.
The squirrel menace.
They have their own fight club.
The first rule of Squirrel Fight Club.
Saving that one too.
You can make like a whole show just of Giga Beetle clips by now, couldn't you?
Almost. I don't have as many Giga Beetle as I have JD. But Giga Beetle's not with us so often.
Okay, I think the last major thing this week is the first full listing of Power Rangers Dino Charge toys.
And what a surprise, it's exactly all the same category that we already have.
Yeah, precisely.
So I guess we'll be getting more Power Ranger toys next year for the next series.
And the year
Shocking.
After that.
Shocking. How exciting.
You go, Power Rangers.
The toy commercial will have toys. Hmm.
but it might not have an actual toy commercial.
What I like about the timing of this is it's going to look like Power Rangers turning off Transformers. Oh, Transformers did dinosaurs, and we're doing dinosaurs too. Even though, you know, really,
actually, it totally, it totally will look like that, won't it?
To the Joe Public, yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's great.
This is going to be just like the time that Hasbro trademarked Machine Robo Rescue and used it in Transformers Universe just so Bandai couldn't import that toy line.
Wait, that happened?
And in this case, they weren't even trying. Filled the toy aisles with dinosaur robots. Uh-huh. Multicolored dinosaur robots! Brightly multicolored dinosaur robots.
See, now the best thing would be if the
The best thing is the raptor is green.
No, the best thing will be if the Hasbro design team like is actually paying attention to what Power Rangers is doing, and we get like a blue Scorn.
Well, here's the other thing.
But it's just a coincidence of that the fact that Slash is in fact green and. Well, look at Kyoryu Green.
Definitely are going to be toys with the Rangers riding the dinosaurs.
Yes!
Yeah.
Hasbro has that covered too.
Uh-huh.
So maybe next year's Transformers series will be about trains?
Oh, I hope.
That'd be pretty damn hilarious.
They just import and dub over Mike Gain.
We don't need another fandom doing train puns.
Why not?
Yeah, they'd be even worse than Paladins. Hard as that is to imagine.
We saw what happened with Erector. We know how bad they would be. Yeah.
What? There's not a single joke to be made about Erector.
There's a single joke to be made about Erector, but that's the only one anybody ever makes.
That joke.
That was fine, though, because Hasbro kind of mic dropped that, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, the next year when they tried to do something similar with Swindle, all the Swindle votes got thrown out. They tried to do Swindle because of FunPub, you know.
Yeah.
Nice try.
They said, "Don't, this is funny, don't do it
again. Don't do this again."
And guess what? They tried it again, and well.
Yep.
They've corrupted the integrity of the Transformers Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah, dare they.
How will you ever know which Transformers characters are popular?
It's cool again.
How will I know which wiki to jack my semen into?
How will you know which squirrel to jack into?
Now, I'm not one to judge, but...
Devil should have given us a squirrel with a guy memory in it.
A memory gadget?
I was thinking more of like, you know, like how, you know, their cat... Head one.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
but the other way around, having like, you know, the guy memory say squirrel.
Yeah.
Turn what would that guy have powered ye? The ability to get crushed under cars.
It'd be the ability to put your whole fist in your mouth.
Can squirrels do that?
If they had fists, sure.
Detroit squirrels put their fists in your mouth.
They are savage beasts. They will tear your juggler out. They go straight for it. It's super creepy.
They tear out your juggler?
Juggler?
Yeah.
Just don't ever go to a circus and you'll be fine.
That poor clown.
God damn it. I fucked up.
Clowns. They think they're so goddamn funny.
Don't
Don't know where they've been, Paladin. Damn.
Plus the
makeup gets everywhere and
just the walls are all splattered in white.
That's not makeup though, is it?
Head to toe, I mean, it's really just a mess.
Have you ever tried using a seltzer as lube? It's not very effective.
Well, what if you just keep like a constant stream of it on there?
That's a lot of work, though.
You know, like the power saws do, you know, the stream of water and oil.
Again, just with the oil?
Just Yes.
Just, it'd be coming just, out of a one of those chest flowers.
Yes.
Yes. Don't grab the jokers, then you might be in a little trouble there.
Can someone please fill up one of those chest flowers now with lube? God.
I go, Celtic, wait, this is awfully slick. What?
Oh, it's warming, too.
Can you carbonate lube?
Yes.
There's an intro quote for you.
Why don't you go buy a soda stream and find that for us?
Okay, that'll be the next Giga Beetle challenge.
Damn it.
You can tell me. You can tell me thinking.
Argue.
You can tell me thinking about it.
I'm thinking about a lot of things. I'm thinking about like group sex with clowns. Do you think multiple clowns can go in like they do into a car? Like 27 clowns in.
I'm sure your mom has that much space, right?
Your mom's a lot bigger than a clown car, though. That might not be fair.
That's not, like, fun. That's like seeing 27 clowns in the back of a truck. That's not as fun.
So your mom has a police box that's bigger on the inside?
Squish box.
No, your mom is bigger on the outside.
What was that noise for, Ken?
That was a sigh.
Okay.
It was?
Sure.
That sounds super weird.
Ken, are you thinking about group sex with clowns?
No. No more than he's made it put, than he's put it in my head.
Honk honk.
Oh my god.
I'm so glad I asked Giga to be on this week. Think about how dull the show would have been otherwise.
You probably wouldn't have talked about clown sex.
Probably.
I don't even know how we got to this point, actually.
Which means we couldn't rule it out even if Giga Beetle wasn't here.
True enough. Oh, no. Giga Beetle talking about a squirrel tearing out a juggler.
Shut up. That was fucked up.
Now we need to be forgiving that English is a second language for Giga.
Or possibly third. We don't know how well-spoken Giga is.
Yeah. And see, I don't think any of us know a second language. He's still ahead of us.
Fairly certain some of you guys know bullshit fluently.
Some?
Well, Fort Mac knows Space Australian.
Yeah.
Are you from the German part of Texas?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever lived anywhere besides where you live now?
No.
Like space.
Or Australia.
Or Australia in space. Have you ever lived on the Brave Star planet?
New Texas.
Very weird.
And now I'm remembering JD's Babe Star.
Yeah, I know.
And now we're all sad.
Babe Star.
Well, I'm happy because that was hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Paladin. Any more news for us to go off topic on?
Not unless you care about the last few episodes of Super Mega Force.
They haven't aired yet, Giga.
No, not that.
What?
I want to talk about Blood Orange Gaim. Can we talk about Blood Orange Gaim?
Blood Orange are delicious.
You just did.
Okay, it's a figure art, and it doesn't have the weird things on the eyes that he did. That's f***ed up. But the figure art still has a mustache. I like figure arts with mustaches.
Wait, I know you put them on most of them.
Yeah, it's... I don't know which one I answered yet to.
I want to see a picture of a figure art with a mustache.
I tweeted one like an hour ago.
I'll spend my life next to Twitter. Sometimes I'm buying shoes.
I only read my tweets. They're the only one I'm consistently sure are great.
I mean, that's a valid point.
It is, really. Yeah. I mean, we can't really argue with that.
No, that's Baron.
That's a Kamen Rider. He gets his ass beat a lot.
Blood orange.
Oh. I don't have blood orange. I have blood orange.
You said you want it.
I've gone cross-eyed.
Oh, God. Paladin? They warned you about that.
At least
wait until we're not recording. I mean, God, man.
Yeah, at least Ken knows some moderation.
Yeah, and Mickey too. Look what he said he looked at when he's recording.
That's just because of the oil, though.
That's what I want.
I'm not going to drink it. I got to do something with it, okay?
Okay, how much oil do you think you would have to drink before that starts to happen? I mean, if you're not going to do it, at least speculate on it.
Well, there's the thing, too. Would oil and urine mix, or would it just come out in your poop?
Can you please mix urine and oil? Someone. Report back to me, listeners.
Hey, Mythbusters, you guys got to be desperate for ideas right now.
They are. Yeah. Haven't you seen the last couple seasons?
No.
Nope. Every other episode is a theme episode now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every other episode is just an excuse to blow something up ridiculously.
Well, that's kind of
science being very optional in the process.
In fairness, blowing something up ridiculously has always kind of been the excuse.
Yeah, but it's gotten a lot more overt.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't really enjoy Mythbusters that much anymore.
I like the episode where they blew up a thing.
At least Alton is doing more cooking.
What?
At least Alton is doing more cooking.
Yeah. Maybe the Mythbusters need to start making, you know, little short YouTube videos of actually doing science stuff.
They've gotten away from the roots. It's not like it used to be.
Hey, Alton's Good Eat shorts are great. Especially the one where he teaches you...
easy to wear?
Especially where the one where he teaches you how to wear a tie. A bow tie. That's great Good Eats material right there. blood orange?
Yeah. I mean, it's like Gaim, except a bit different. I mean, Gaim is pretty good.
It's like Gaim, except a bit different.
And we're not going to watch the movie it's in, so why do we care?
Bet.
Should have come with an alternate lower body, which is the size of an actual tree. Just saying.
It should have come with an alternate...
That's not unreasonable to ask for.
It should have come with an alternate movie. Now, here's the question. Are we going to watch Heisei versus Showa?
That couldn't possibly be as bad, right?
Well, it's still going to have Wizard in it, isn't it?
But he's not like a main character, is he?
He has Shotaro.
Fujoka and Kamen Rider X.
And Shotaro. And Shotaro.
And well, Shotaro. Probably... Did you hear? It's Shotaro.
But is Shotaro there?
Yeah, Shotaro. Yes.
You know, I'm not really clear on whether Shotaro is in it or not.
I'm just saying, that's kind of all the reason you really need, isn't it?
Like Shotaro is in it.
Really?
Who?
Shotaro.
I'm going to punch all of you.
Oh, speaking of which, Ken, did you find out about doing the 30th?
Not yet. I'm still looking at my budget.
Well, you know soon.
Hopefully, by the end of this week.
That's what you said last week.
Yeah, then something came up.
Was it a penis?
No, it was a bill.
Oh.
For a penis?
A bill for a penis?
No, I'm still paying for doctor shit from last year.
So, Mickey, what I'm getting from this is we probably shouldn't count on Ken being there.
I think I will.
Okay.
What is going on?
Because
I believe if you can do it.
You said the 30th, right?
Yeah, I think the 30th is the day we're actually going to see the movie.
Mm-hmm. Also, Ben will be gone.
He will?
Yes, he's going to Ohio again.
Why?
He has friends there. Oh, goddammit, phone.
At least I silence my phone before we start.
Well, look at you, mister. I think ahead and don't get drunk while recording the show.
Sometimes I'd like to be drunk while we're recording the show. I think it'd be a little more fun.
Yeah, you egg. Why don't you drink?
What does that mean? Why is an egg a thing?
Because I beat him at chess frequently.
God damn it! I won once.
Yes, out of the 10? You won once out of the, like, 10 games we played?
Yeah. That's like 10%. I mean, like, if 10% of, like, things died, we would make a thing about it.
Well, it depends what the things are. Like, if it was the Canadians, I don't think we'd really care.
If it's people from Detroit, we'd definitely not care. They can celebrate.
Well, doesn't 10% of the population of Detroit die every day anyway?
I don't know. How's the situation in Paladin?
Yeah, Paladin, we need our Detroit newsflash here.
RoboCop's still not around yet.
No, he came out last Tuesday.
Good on him.
just quietly released that movie back onto Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good of them to advertise.
No fanfare, just kind of, oh, there it is on the shelf.
Although I barely remember seeing commercials for it when it was in theaters, so.
There were commercials.
I'm not saying there wasn't. I just am saying I barely remember any.
It's easy for it to be very forgettable. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Now, I remember there being commercials before it was released, but then when it was at, like the day after it was out, none.
They stopped.
And yet, Captain America is still in theaters.
Not around here, Ken.
It has a few showings at my biggest theater. Still,
Frozen was still in theaters like 3 weeks ago around here.
Christ.
Although the 27 screen thing in Nashville might still have Captain America. That's where I saw the first Captain America movie on the last day it was showing. Which was like, that was like weeks after anybody else had given up on it. I actually kind of enjoyed it.
I like the first Captain America.
It's fine until it stops being the whole propaganda thing in the beginning. From like the moment on to like when they get on the train and it's just nothing. Until the plane crashes.
Yeah, blah. But I mean they're a little stuck with doing that though. So I agree the first half was more entertaining than the second half. But what are you gonna do? It's Captain America. He can't really hold a whole story like that.
You need a solid villain, and apparently Agent Smith wasn't interested in being that.
You either need a solid villain or you need Hawkeye.
Wash.
There should be a mash.
Yeah, why isn't that a thing?
That's the same war, right?
Well, at some point in Marvel, it probably was.
Probably.
Because, you
get
know,
on that Marvel
time scale. There was probably a point in time where Iron Man was created during the Korean War. That was Korea, right, Mash?
Yeah.
Yes.
I always get Korea and Vietnam mixed up.
They're basically
in general,
the same thing.
In general, not just in the wars. Did we run out of news to talk about, by the way?
I think
pretty
so.
Sure, yes.
Okay, so thank I guess God. We should... I guess we should go to Tokyuger. Reluctant, though I am. Go, 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 go. I don't really care who does this as long as it's not Paladin.
I'll take
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know Paladin bitch and make love to it.
Paladin has basically accomplished his goal of being excused from doing summaries, but at the same time, we don't have to suffer the puns.
If we were on camera, I would victory dance.
Please don't.
I kind of wish we were on camera just so we would have that and I could throw it back at you at some future point.
I'm just kind of wondering what his victory dance would look like.
That too.
Very oily.
Well, like Gaffieri?
Yes.
Rolling around in a wok.
Can this episode be titled Oil?
Well, the episodes don't really have titles.
They do now.
Have...
Oil.
Okay, fine. Let me make a note of that.
Otherwise, I'm just going to name the MP3 file Oil. And I will have no idea what this is in 6 months. And I'll be like, what the f***? I said all that bullshit? Why did I try to make him drink so much oil? But hysterical if he did.
Then you'd be like, hint, I should ask him to do that.
Hint, hint, Ken.
Like, dip your chicken wings in oil to begin with. Like, start off easy.
I could go for some chicken wings.
Pork rinds mixed with oil? Like dipping sauce. There's not a single downside.
Oil. They're just congealed oil. That's crunchy.
Well, sour potato chips, though. You know, it's just it's oil in a delicate potato lattice work.
Yes, but potato chips aren't made from an animal's skin.
No, but if you get the really good potato chips, they're made from a potato's skin.
Well, that's only when the Keebler elves make them, though.
You can feed.
And they use elf magic.
Elf magic makes fish. Everything better.
You can feed crawfish exclusively on potato peels. Potato skin. In case you were thinking about bringing up crawfish. You see, this is an educational show now. If you do, please feed the crawfish oil.
Don't soak some potato skins.
Don't feed the crawfish oil.
Why not?
Some oil.
Don't you want to have flammable crawfish?
Not really. A single downside with this.
Are crawfish the same thing as crawdads?
Yes.
Oh, Sony press conference is starting up.
Oh, so we heard time was canceled.
Yes.
It's not going to be as good as last year's Sony
it
press
conference.
It can't
be as good as last year's. Microsoft didn't f*** up quite as badly. It was boring, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's not even really any point to watching it because it's not going to be that again. Unless the Sony press conference is just a replay of last year's Sony press conference.
Yes! I would actually watch that, to be honest with you.
Or, like, they open it with a 10-minute highlight reel.
Or they just open it with the end of last year's. Previously on Sony press conference.
But they have to get... Who did Cyclops' voice in the Fox X-Men cartoon? They gotta get him to do the narration.
Yes.
The Sony press conference should open up with an announcement saying that they've got Bungie to make Halo for them.
Okay, so anyway, Tokuger?
Tokuger, alright.
Tokuger, episode Marshmallow Monster.
Marshmallow Monster?
Well, whatever that thing is.
15.
Oh, that monster, yes. I'm thinking of the first monster, which is Hammer Monster, and he's pretty f***ing rad because hammers.
He's also kind of on the small side, which is entertaining.
Yeah, I kind of like that his weapon is a double hammer. It's a one hand for bashing and one hand for love tapping. So he gives Greta his little love tap, and she conjures up the image of what she loves the most, which is a general bare teeth shorts pants.
And devours it.
Yes, she shows what a big girl she is by eating all of her meal. What? Meanwhile, back on the Tokyo Express, the Tokyugers are busy imagining that golf is fun. And
that takes
Mio
a lot of
subtle.
Imagination.
Cannot do it.
This can't be a coincidence based on what they're taking next week off for, can it?
Yeah.
Well, it probably wasn't
kids, pretend that golf is fun.
It probably get wasn't a coincidence when Forze was doing golf around
Forze
that
did it
time.
Best, though, because it did it right in the middle of an arc, and then Meteor challenged him to a golf match.
Uh-huh.
And then the episode ends. That uh-huh. was awesome.
Well, apparently Mio, being naggy and the most realistic, realizes that golf sucks, and she can't get golf being fun. So she loses badly, and she feels bad.
You shouldn't feel bad for losing at golf. It's not even a real sport.
So, meanwhile, at the Shadowline station, Nightmare Hill, is it, or something? I don't know.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Hammer Bonky is going around giving people love taps, and first he finds a pathetic woman who looks sad and lonely, and he gives her the love tap, and her heart's desire is a Chaos Emerald, apparently. So, smashy, he breaks it with the big end of his hammer, and she cries darkness smoke out of her butt.
Yeah, that's the thing that happens.
It happens.
Apparently you smash a Chaos Emerald and you fart smoke.
You know, if the goal is just to make them sad, why not just break their legs?
Yeah, he's got a big hammer.
Like, just do that. I mean, like, because they'll get over this. I mean, like...
You know, just tie them down, put a block of wood between their legs, and, you know, one good swing.
Yeah.
So, while the Tokujers race to the scene to save the day, Hammer Bonky finds a sad old man obsessed with an antique vase, because that's what old people are all about.
Maybe ninja is inside it.
Well, let's hope not, because smashy smashy.
Or maybe let's hope so.
I wish he would have smashed an actual vase, because that would have meant that shards would have gone places. That would have been fun if that cut up people.
And see, that would have spread the sadness, too.
I mean, like, oh no, Grandpa is blind, we have to take care of him. That's an entire family's travesty.
Tragedy, not travesty.
Whatever.
I don't know, maybe it's a travesty also.
A tragedy.
It's superhero time, of course it's a travesty.
I'm saving that too.
So, the Tokujers finally make it on scene, and they transform, which immediately summons a bunch of crows, which they really should learn that every time they transform, they summon mooks. You know, maybe they can prepare for that a little bit better. So I think it's actually part of the transformation to summon more enemies.
Only until the suits break and then they stop showing up.
So, while the rest of the team takes care of business, Mio is having flashbacks to Conductor saying, "You're not good enough. You suck." At which point she promptly imagines losing. Because she's a loser.
And her imagination comes true.
Yes, so she gets into a
hammer
fight.
She even gives the right speech. Except...
It was the wrong speech to give.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, right.
No, wrong.
Left.
So, as she gets her ass kicked by a giant hammer wielding a hammer, she gets love-tapped and summons forth her heart's desire, which... Oh, God.
It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
What the f***?
This is what happens when you combine all sins of man.
And of course, Wright thinks it's something to eat.
Also known as superhero time.
So, this unspeakable dead-eyed demon that pops out of her head just sort of runs around all spastic and shit. And the hammer bunky tries to smash it. To which it replies, "F*** no, you ain't." And head bonks it, and Team Hammer is blasting off again.
I like Kagura's reaction to it. It's so uncute.
Which is interesting, because that's the exact opposite reaction you'd expect from her.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
It's probably too big to be cute.
So we get flashback to young Mio, who apparently was sneaking a toy to school to have imaginary adventures with, which is really sad.
I understand why she didn't show that to other kids, because they would beat her up.
Yes.
And I'm not saying she would have deserved it, because that's horrible to say.
But certainly the teacher wouldn't have stopped it.
The teacher would have joined in.
No, the teacher would have just sat behind the desk, looked over, and was like, "Yeah, I'm going to stop that in another 5-10 minutes. So, the jolly white giant, whatever the f*** it is, it runs off, beating the shit out of the Tokujers, bruising their knees and ankles and everything. Because apparently whatever you tell it to do, it does the opposite. Because Mio imagined the shittiest best friend ever.
Well, she was probably basing it on Wright.
So, back at the villain base, what's his name? Long nose guy.
Nero?
Nero, yes.
Yeah.
Nero's like, "Hey, Nor, your plan sucks." It's generated shit for energy. And Nor's like, "We're going to crush a Tokujer spirit, and it's going to be f***ing rad." This is going to be the shiniest, brightest darkness you've ever seen.
Wait.
And Zed's erection leads him into the scene.
As it does.
Meanwhile, back downtown, Captain Mascot meets a crossing guard who says, "Don't cross the street, you'll get hurt." And he says, "I'm crossing the street, bitch, out of my way." And he proceeds to run immediately in front of a speeding truck who doesn't really appear to try and slow down, which I guess he's had enough of mascots.
I mean, if you saw that thing in the road ahead of you, wouldn't you try to kill it too?
I'd speed up.
Yeah, that might be my instinct.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's like, "Look, I'm not taking another ticket for another damn 10% off a fruit smoothie. Get out of my way." But Mio jumps in front of a speeding truck to save her mascot best friend because she's an idiot.
We've established this.
So, meanwhile, back on the Tokyo Express, Hikari is like, "All right, look, buddies, here's the deal. I have a deep, dark secret that Mio is secretly a freak who believes in imaginary friends, and I wasn't supposed to tell anyone. Now I'm telling you because I feel awesome for spreading gossip."
Because it's funny.
So, at my new favorite stock set, the train graveyard, Mio is having a nice little hand-in-hand chat with her mascot friend. I think they're about to start making out.
And really, who wouldn't make out with that blob?
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much real estate to get your hands on.
I feel like that's a mascot for, like, a sperm bank. Except they put some things onto it. Bought it secondhand. Tony, get back to me if that's what happened.
Normal sperm looks like that, Kika.
Oh. Green?
Yes.
Yeah, with eyes. Oh.
I need to talk to someone. there's just blood in mine. Nothing green.
Wait, your blood's not green?
No, I don't eat enough aluminium.
Well, he's not a Vulcan, is he?
I think that's if you eat copper, that would do it too.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
I know you're not into oil.
Huh?
I know you're not into oil.
Uh huh.
What about metal flakes?
Let's not.
I don't know. Goldschlager is pretty awesome.
Right, but what would happen if you eat a bunch of copper or aluminum?
Aluminum?
Aluminium.
You turn into that lady from the end of Superman 3.
Oh my god, can you imagine the poop? That shit would tear up the toilet. Like, wow.
Probably be really sparkly, though.
That would
you drop a turd and go clang.
Oh my god, flushing it down, that would be like cleaning. Like, if you do that like every like 400 poop. Metal poop. It's like, oh, I cleaned
up
the
pipe. If you shit coins into a toilet, does it go down like those little coin things at the mall with the spiral?
No, you get to make a wish.
Pooping out fuel wool.
I should never have kids. Hey, kiddo, you want to drink some oil?
Okay, where were we? Okay, yes. Yeah. So Hikari shows up to rub it in Mio's face that he told her secret to everyone. Or something. I don't know if that's what actually he said, but it's what I'm going to pretend to happen because it's funnier.
Yeah, good enough. Move along.
Hammer Bonky shows up and brings the crows so we can have more fight scenes.
Not a bad fight scene, actually.
In which Mio and Kagura display their awesome fighting skills of weakly smacking monsters in the top of the head with a sword over and over again. Because girls.
Well, I think that was actually... That's more of a kendo thing.
But they do it very weakly. Like, haha, look.
Yeah. Tap, 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 tap. Yeah. Well, yeah. The fight director was not on. Well, actually, Mio makes up for that a little later, so...
Yes, okay. So, Hammer Bunky says, "I've had enough of this f***ing train." And awesomely bashes the shit out of it and whips the train tracks around, which looks pretty awesome. Mm.
It is definitely one of their better monsters so far.
So about this time, Mikey shows back up to get in the way because we need a hostage situation, basically.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'll protect you. And Mikey's like, no, I'll protect you. Smash.
Yep. That reverse psychology. Kind of forgot about that.
Well, he's dead now.
Good job, Mio. You just killed your imaginary friend.
I was kind of surprised they did that, to be honest with you.
Well, you gotta kill something sometimes.
Well, besides, where is it gonna go? It's not like she can grit it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, she doesn't have a mouth near that big. They would have to, like, hold it down and let her cut pieces off of it and eat it a little at a time.
She could share it with a right.
Maybe they get in her mouth and she starts nagging.
Yeah, her and Wright can totally finish that thing off pretty quick.
Yeah.
With her best friend smashed into smithereens.
I love this part.
Hammer Bonky is convinced that she's about to fall into darkness and despair. But oh hell no. Mio's going goddamn Super Saiyan.
I like Hikari's line. It's like the corniest thing ever, but
it's the return of burning justice.
This is the light of justice to dispel the darkness of your shadows. Like, wow, I didn't know he had that in him, but sure.
Yeah, so she.
This is one of my favorite.
Light of
this is one of my
thousand like, burning suns through a prism.
And this is like one of my favorite beatdowns because she just beats
she hammered
the
shit
out of him.
It's one could the best say, hammer fight I've seen in a long time.
Uh-huh.
One could say it was hammer time.
One could
Gigabeetle,
say...
Gigabeetle, stop.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
One could say that,
like,
but they wouldn't.
Kick me off the show for less than that.
One could say
that was a Dawn-level joke.
One could say that, but they wouldn't, unless they are a horrible human being. Giga,
hi.
Are you a horrible human being?
No, I'm Gigabeetle. I'm
Are you sure about that?
I'm going to say sorry, but it's only to myself, so don't take to yourself. I'm sorry. Good job.
But do you mean it when you say it to yourself?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what the question was. Me.
So, right as soon as Mio whips his monster's ass, it's time for the Super Highway Buster.
Except
the short comes in to cock block. So Short says basically, nope, screw you, I still need this guy. Bye. And he rides the train out of there.
Even Short thinks that's a really good monster.
Hammers are great.
Think of all the things you can do with a hammer.
Yeah, you can create or destroy with a hammer. They're like the best tool.
Yeah.
Look, if you can't fix it with a hammer or duct tape, it's not worth fixing.
If you can't fix it with a hammer, you can break it with a hammer. And that's just as good.
But there's what happens next, though, is kind of interesting.
Mecha fight with both the new add-ons.
So, yeah, they call it all the new add-ons, and they turn their backs, and Tokyo O poses dramatically, and Diesel O pretends like he can pose dramatically.
It's more that it suddenly turned like a filler episode into something that wasn't quite as much.
Yeah, the fact that the monster got away and they didn't defeat it at the end, that's kind of interesting.
This
that's
is
a good
like
twist.
It shows that Schwartz is not as.
When was the last time that we had one of the generals just come back, take the monster back before it could get destroyed?
Been a while.
It happened to Go Hunter.
That's been a while, unfortunately.
And I know it happened regularly in Gridman.
Yeah.
Of course, they had only, like, 7 monster suits of the entire series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 2 episodes of Gridman subbed.
So, This was the episode that introduced Diesel O Fire, right?
No, that was...
No, they used that when they first got the Fire Russia. A
couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Okay. Because still, Diesel O Fire sounds like the worst idea.
It does. I like the way the combo finisher looks, though.
Grease O Fire.
Well, I mean, keep in mind that actually sounds kind of accurate because the finishing attack is called Fire Splash, so that's probably pretty accurate, actually.
Don't splash fire.
Napalm.
Unless it's on your friend.
Oh, we got back to there.
So, Ken, about that oil thing.
No. Do you want me to drink
this
now?
Back on the train, the team is like, oh, Mio, sorry your best friend got smashed. And she's like, that's okay. I can still stroke his bulbous head in my dreams.
But she remembers where she left him back home.
So that means this monster isn't actually conjuring these things. It's just conjuring a picture of them and smashing them. So
yeah.
This monster's not terribly effective.
No, but we'll see him again next week.
When the hammer strikes again.
God,
yeah.
Yeah.
What the f***? We bring you here into our house. And this is what you do.
To be fair, Ken, considering what we do in our own house, we can't really...
We're allowed to be hypocrites.
So, at least it wasn't train puns.
That's true.
That's true, yes.
Yes, that's true.
So that,
you have to give him...
He is just a smidge of a paladin there.
Yeah, that's good enough. We can live with that.
Next week on Tokyo, we get crows and luau outfits, which that's all I really need to know.
Yeah, also...
And Conductor has an interesting new phone, it seems.
Yeah, how about that?
I wasn't really interested by the phone. I was interested by the crows and luau outfits. Because well, that's fantastic.
You'll be interested by the phone next week.
Or do you mean the week after?
Or whatever.
Or technically 2 weeks now.
The week after the next week.
Or maybe
week after.
3 or 4 weeks. Possibly 5. Maybe as many as 6.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how long it takes overtime to sub it now.
Maybe sometime in July.
At some point in the near, medium, or far future, I will give a shit about that phone.
Yes.
Maybe it's been subbed in the past.
And
oh, shit, we didn't try to look at there yet. It was a good episode. I liked it.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was an episode.
It sure was. Well, I guess that means it's time for Gaim.
Hooray!
Yay!
This episode.
It'll be okay.
Still, it's Gaim.
It's always Gaim.
I'm not even sure what
my least favorite Gaim to date.
Really?
Yeah.
We had some cool parts, though.
Really?
I did like the opening theme song.
Well, really? When we get to it, I'll tell you the part I like the best. So, Knuckle and Sour Banana are fighting Dabushu.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
And, you know, seeing as they're not dead already, I think this is going decently.
For Kaito, yeah.
Yeah, for both of them, honestly.
Considering that Knuckles, like, one of the weakest riders, yeah.
And Dabushu cannot aim worth shit.
Yeah, Dabushu was a big fan of Kill It With Fire, but all that fireball spam is kind of getting him tired out. So Kaito and Zack start pressing their advantage. Minato looks on and asks Ryoma for instructions. It's a perfect chance, he says, as he directs what seems to be the last three Kurikages to join the attack.
it's always the last three Kurikages, come on.
But they only succeed in giving Dabushu a chance to escape. Oops. Good job, Kurikages.
Yeah.
So, Redue, who I've been informed is actually female, so pronouns update, is reporting to Roshuo. Yeah, apparently that's revealed in a magazine recently. So, Redue is reporting to Roshuo, who flashes his eyes at her, because reasons, I guess. And just before she leaves, she steals Cid's hat from Takatora, and Roshuo tells Takatora that Dabushu has attacked Earth. But we don't really follow up on that part of it. Redue gives Michi Cid's hat. Redue remarks how Cid never had a chance and a new plan is called for, as Michi appears slightly concerned about how he'll find a way to betray this ally.
Oh, he'll find a way.
He always finds a way.
He actually starts that. But we'll get to that in that time.
Kota's still unconscious. According to the side characters the show tends to forget exists, Zack and Kaito are searching for the Overlord, and they talk about how there's no phone service and internet access is down. And they're basically cut off from any proper help. Like, you know,
it's
an ambulance. Detroit. Like an ambulance that might take Kota to a hospital if they're open that day.
It's like Detroit.
No, the buildings are clean.
And not on fire.
Well, you know.
It's like Detroit.
Well, I guess some of them are probably on fire.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
there's
the city,
no raccoons.
Yeah, the city's basically shut down while the Kurokage infantry and their UPS trucks are deployed to make sure nobody can move freely.
Three at a time.
Yes, three at a time.
Standard formation.
And here and there, they get to take down low-level invests with small flamethrowers.
I like to think that it's the same three all the time.
I was thinking of, you know, calling it that way, but, you know.
No, I mean, like, they just keep going out of the truck because it's getting really warm. Stretched in legs.
Well, except there has to be four of them because somebody was driving the truck behind the three of them walking at one point.
That was Bob.
That's called ghost riding?
Bob the Kurokage?
Yeah. Never see him, but he's there.
Are we naming them like Viacons now?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Do we have Kurokage Steve?
Oh, poor Steve.
See,
what happened was Steve fought Kota when he first got Kachidoki, and, well, that was
so
a long
which
fall.
Which one was the Kurokage that was talking last episode?
That was Fred.
Oh, okay. Fred. I wonder whatever happened to Kurokage Fred.
No, he's right there.
And there. And there.
Also, all the way over there.
And a little bit there.
Yeah, the Mushi doesn't f*** around.
But he does get hungry, apparently.
I'm not.
Well, you're skipping ahead, though.
Somebody has to, damn it.
Zack and Kaito
you
are
want
looking
this episode
on.
To be shorter?
No. Zack and Kaito are looking on, and Zack thinks that with Yggdrasil's secrets basically blown, people will stop blaming beat writers for everything. But Kaito tells him to stop being so narrow-focused.
That's your priorities.
Things are a lot worse than that right now, and that Overlord is roaming free, leaving Kaito...
Kaito realizes that.
he's concerned just about how much it behaves like a regular invest. And sure enough, wandering under the city, Demushu just happens upon some Helheim fruit and goes to town. That's not going to be a bad thing.
No, of course not.
No. Oh, hey, Kota regained consciousness. He wants to get up and out and help right away, but he can barely stand. He thinks back on what Demushu and Kaito both said and wants to know why nobody thinks of anything but violence and hatred. Welcome to the world, Kota. His philosophical introspection is interrupted as Sagara appears in the Gaim garage.
Gaim.
Or the Gaim place for Gaim people and we lost Giga Beetle.
Oh. Yeah.
Thought it got quieter.
Oh, really? What does that mean?
just what I said.
Maybe he'll be back in a minute.
We
Should
hope.
We wait?
The Gaim garage is the best name for it, I think, actually.
Well,
it has alliteration.
Yes.
It must... And it must be a garage because there's a car in it.
Somehow. Somehow it got there. Somehow it gets out.
Had a car in it, but it was more like a hotel lobby than a garage.
Oh, I always thought of that as more like, you know, a dealer showroom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
It, you know, it's the more high-scale, fancier form of a garage.
Giga,
are you back? Giga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to burst in and be like that. Look, I wrote it in the chat that I'm back because I'm not an idiot like that.
No, you didn't.
No,
you did.
I did. No, I did.
You did?
I wrote.
No.
Nope.
It's in the chat for me. And
okay.
That's all
did
that
Did you
matters.
Press enter?
I did. It's the tiny.
There it is.
Oh, there
now
it is.
Now it's here.
I'm sorry.
It takes a while for the internet to get here from Sweden.
Apparently.
Okay, so Gaim Garage, yeah. The Overlords are envious, Sagara says, because their race went extinct, and no matter what they do, they can't return to what was. Elsewhere, Michi asks why Reiyue wants the forbidden fruit. She wants the power of a king, and maybe this was subbed before anybody knew that should be the power of a queen. but wants something more to rule over than the desolation of the forest. Someplace with noise and lights and activity. Something amusing.
Vegas!
She remarks that Roshio changed his people to survive the forest, where the humans created the drivers to reach the same end. And she's fascinated by the differences between what her people were and what humanity is. She mentions how Dimushu went to Earth on a whim, but Ridgway's been thinking about it for a while and basically just needed an excuse that would convince Roshio. So as she and Michi lead an invest parade to the Yggdrasil base camp, Ridgway starts to force open the previously stable crack.
Nice zombie moment there, really.
Yeah. You have to think Michi was probably a little freaked out, too, with all those invests roaming around them.
A little bit, but, you know, he's good at keeping
So only she down. Can force open cracks if they want to, right? Because if the overlords could open cracks on their own, then why would Dimushu have to just jump open the one that opened for him?
Because Dimushu's an idiot.
Yeah, I think that was
I think
that was part of her dialogue a minute ago where, you know, he never really thought about it. He just saw a crack open and jumped through it. They
could have.
Yeah, he just doesn't know how or something. They're probably all capable of it if any of them had actually gone to the Yggdrasil site or someplace else where they know that a crack has existed. Okay, so
I think one of us be capable of shitting into a Pringles can, but not all of us have thought of it.
Yeah. Huh.
Who hasn't thought of that?
What situation is it better to shit in a Pringles can than just anywhere?
All situations.
Yeah.
I mean, that way
they're already full of shit.
Well, that way you can close it up.
And then you just leave it back on the shelf for someone else to find.
Oh, right.
What? Wait. The poop, like, wouldn't that,
although,
after a while,
although, wouldn't the, wouldn't, wouldn't it start outgassing and create overpressure inside and eventually blow the top off or maybe pop the sides?
Better.
You want this gag to go through quickly because you don't want to sit around and watch this Pringles can for like 4 or 5 days. I mean, ideally you do it when you know someone's going to be grabbing it soon.
I'm sorry, is that how long it takes?
So what?
Maybe
my poos don't have very much gas in them because I eat a lot of fiber. It's very dense.
Maybe this should
eat some oil.
Maybe this should be the Ken challenge.
No, I want to get fired.
No, you don't do it at work. Do it at home.
Don't be an idiot.
Do it at a competitor's store.
No, that's an idea.
No, but if he does it at another store, he can't watch the results. It needs to be at home so we can monitor it closely.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen. The
truth of shit is so dark and dense, like light will not escape the surface.
Sagra?
I see the water cluster on a ball around her turd.
Buzz.
Sagra and Kota are still talking. If Kota thought Dimushu was bad, just wait. It gets a lot worse.
Yeah.
Kota accuses Sagra of lying to him about the overlords, but Sagra told Kota the truth.
I love that part. He's like, well, this is what I told you. You kind of just assumed the rest. I didn't tell you were wrong, but...
Ow! Damn! I didn't know people could make nails on a chalkboard noise with their mouths.
Really? Let me try that again.
Ah!
I didn't realize it translated like that. I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. Anyway,
You're welcome.
So, Giga, what were you talking about the noises Ken makes before?
Yeah, what is up with the... And then, like, you'll say something, and you'll make, like, a weirdly, like, noise. Don't do that after I say it!
Anyway, the exchange between Sagra and Kota there really reads to me even more of Sagra acting as the devil, using carefully presented truth to deceive.
Suddenly force powers, too.
Yeah, I told you exactly the truth, you just chose to interpret it in a certain way.
Isn't that a whole thing with TV Nihon right now?
Yeah, funny how that works out, isn't it?
What's that?
Apparently TV Nihon mistranslated something.
They mistranslated that whole thing horribly.
Yeah, it's basically the TV Nihon's version. So basically, he says that I am the devil and you're doing what I say. And apparently that's a very broad translation.
Very.
Like, Magenta went on, like, an hour-long tweet marathon about that one thing.
Wow.
Is how bad it was.
This is from this episode?
Yes.
I'll have to go back and look for that.
Purple blog.
Oh, did they actually do a roast on that, or did they just do an isolated article on that specific thing?
There are actually two ones that were just in the past couple days. There is one post that is just essentially the.
Wow, that is wow. I mean,
That's different.
I mean, even me, someone who does not speak Japanese, I know enough to know that's not what he was saying.
I think they got hung up on the Akuma demo.
Yes, apparently TV Nihon translated that as two different words rather than one word.
Meaning, I'm the devil, but.
And when they have the captions where it's two word, where it's not rendered as two words, it's one word that you can see because it's the captions that they have access to and post on their wiki every week.
You know what? We've been talking a lot about drinking oil. Maybe they do that at TV Nihon.
But I do like how Mai is like, Kota, he's not telling you everything. Well, obviously no shit.
Yeah, Mai is the smart one here. What does that say?
Okay, so basically to catch up, Sagara thinks Kota is really dense. He is. And tells him he already has all he needs to know to do what he wants. And after he heals Kota's injuries, because apparently he can do that, he lays it out nice and simple. Overlords can stop the forest. The overlords that exist are dicks. Or just uninterested. So, simple solution. Kota must become an overlord and do it himself. Which is what I've been saying for like 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the Blade ending. Mai doesn't like this and runs at Sagara to protest. And, wacky force powers, followed by Kota.
I feel like there's supposed to be a text at the bottom with, like, animation to be added. It's like, pants to be darkened. Like, I'm fairly certain someone slacked off at the job. Oh, that's one of the famous one from the Wonder Woman pilot. Never mind. Pants to be darkened. Never mind.
So Kota needs to win the golden fruit from the forest and take his power. If he does that, he'll control any world Helheim overtakes. From there, it's all up to Kota whether that means salvation or destruction. And Kota's willing to do it. But then Mai gives him the warning that, he's probably not telling you everything. And Sagara confirms he's not doing this out of selfless kindness, but maybe what Kota wants also serves Sagara's goals as well.
Maybe Sagara is just a dick.
Maybe.
It's been 30 episodes. You haven't figured that out yet?
Well, no, he wasn't.
No, here's the thing. His first name is DJ.
And he wears that headband, and admittedly, he can pull that off, but still. Have you ever known anybody who wears a headband like that and isn't a dick?
It's true.
Have you ever known a DJ that's not a dick?
And it's not like he was actually a dick when he was doing Beat Writer Hotline. You know, he was just a radio personality at that point.
Maybe he is a dick.
Anyway.
Maybe Nietzsche is a traitor.
Maybe.
He's secretly a hero, remember?
Yeah.
Heroic Nietzsche.
The most heroic.
Knuckles to shame.
Yeah, totally.
So, Reduway opens the door to Yggdrasil, and Invest storm the tower, along with massive overgrowth of plants. And between the two, the building is depopulated.
Depopulated.
All while Ryoma watches speechless from his special secret science bunker.
Sex dungeon.
And I actually looked up my summary from last week to make sure I gave it the same name twice. Because special secret science bunker.
That's attention to detail.
It's horrible.
Outside, Zack and Kaito watch the tower get covered by Helheim plants, and flying invas swarm out from the upper levels while the rest spread out on the streets. Minato and her Kurokage unit can't contact anyone, and Minato tries calling Ryoma directly again, but he's a tiny bit busy, flying away in his escape rocket!
Later, shipboards!
Ryoma is confirmed best Kamen Rider?
Yes!
Because that shit's hysterical.
Looks like Ryoma's blasting off again.
Like between that and him taking his brain out to put in Hokkaido.
And so, he's still not on camera for any of this.
Yes.
So, Ryoma is very Gigabeetle sorry, and tells Minato that she'll have to handle the situation going forward. See what I did there?
No, I did.
The Kurokages run away as a bunch of champion-level invests moving in another position. And Minato has a bad case of being the Pink Ranger as the invests toss her around like a beach ball before Zack and Kaito come to the rescue. Oh, and here comes Jonouchi running screaming in there too, successfully performing a rider kick without even transforming. I guess Bravo's made a man of him already.
His nuts dropped.
It's kind of strange that Jonouchi has pulled off the most impressive rider kick in the series so far.
Yeah, that's his first rider kick ever, and he didn't even transform.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Jonouchi actually kicked some ass here. I'm surprised.
Yeah. And this is where the episode starts to get cool for me.
Yeah.
It said that his balls grew 3 sizes that day.
Unfortunately, that's not clean enough to get an intro quote out of, but oh well.
Armored Sentai Fruit Ranger is here.
So Minato's watching them fight, not really sure what to think of the situation, and Orin appears and tells her to stop standing around. There's work to do, and she shouldn't let the kids do all of it by themselves.
Damn.
Awesome.
She doesn't know why he's helping now.
He knew that, but it never hurts to be reminded of that.
He agrees it's amateurish to fight for no money, but there's just something in their spirit that's worth protecting, or something like that. With all the riders assembled, Kaito steps up to take the lead and coordinate them.
Well, he is red.
Now, just because there's a lot of invests doesn't mean that any single one of them is more of a threat than before, and just pick them off one at a time.
It's a good point, really.
Kaito is surprised Minato is still around, but she's basically like, Ryoma, you've got much more potential.
Your banana is bigger.
And you didn't leave me behind to die.
Pretty much.
Actually saying.
So in very little time, they've cut through the whole group of invests in what I think is a really awesome fight scene. This is my favorite part of the episode. But they have no chance to rest as Demushu returns. Explosively.
Yes.
Except now his shoulders are pointy.
Back at Gaim Garage, Sagra puts the Kiwami Lockseed on the table. And Mai wants to know what he wants with Kota. Sagra wants the greatest power to go to the wild card. That makes the game so much more interesting. Except I don't think it actually does. I think that actually makes the game boring. But maybe it's just a Japanese thing. Kota fights through the force hold to get the new Lockseed, even as Mai protests. Kota needs the power so he can go join the other riders and be strong enough to help them. Mai thinks he already does enough, but Kota doesn't and can't think of any other option but to take the new power. So when he does, Sagra vanishes and Kota and Mai are released and fall on their asses. But Sagra has a parting message, telling Kota if he wants to become an overlord, part of his battle will be deciding what exactly that means.
Not to interrupt here, but am I the only one who realizes that Mai's hair really sucks?
She's got
the weakest haircut. It just sort of sits on her head like limp spaghetti.
It needs to be tied back more often than it actually is.
Yeah, because it
needs to be under some control, and it's not.
It's the equivalent of wearing a t-shirt you pulled out of a pile of clean laundry. Like, there's nothing really wrong with it, but it doesn't look attractive.
Yeah.
You could do more.
So Demushu is cutting through the Rider Sentai, even bouncing their finishing moves back at them.
Even if it wasn't effective, that was really cool to see like all 5 of them fire their finishers off.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is still
Once again, this was the best fight scene they'd had in quite a while.
Yeah, this is part of the awesome of the episode. Unfortunately, it's short-lived. They're unsure if they can finish the fight.
Like this part.
Even as Orin and Jonouchi tried to stay focused on finding the opportunity to strike and take back the upper hand. I use take back loosely.
Yes.
But before anything more can happen, Kota arrives and he's pissed. He goes straight to Kachidoki and strikes Demushu with the Muso Saber, before Demushu turns around and sets him on fire. But you know what? Kota doesn't give a f*** and opens a Kiwami lock seed, which extinguishes him with the power of Fruit's basket.
And here's where the episode goes to shit.
Really?
Well,
and it summons every single flavor of fruit.
It certainly loses the awesome points it had with the Rider group fight. Yeah, all the arms appear, and Demushu is attacked by flying fruit before it all joins with Kota, causing him to cast off the Kiwami arms.
Hyper cast off.
And using
all
weapons
fruit
from...
combine.
Yes, that.
Also, acorn and the other thing. I forgot the name of it.
Pinecone?
Pinecone.
So, using weapons from various arms, he beats on Demushu, finally using Baron's banana penetration attack to hold him in place.
It needs to be mentioned, I like the translations that Acer did for, the weapons that have not ever been named in show yet.
Some of them, anyway. Like,
most of them haven't.
You know, like the, Durisaw.
Yeah.
Is kind of weak, Orn. But I understand they didn't really have much to work with on that.
Orn Slicer? Come on.
Is this the episode where they named Ornex? Because the Ornex
No, that's the next episode.
Yeah, he actually uses Greedons really neat in the next episode, but...
Okay,
so I want to
anyway,
talk about why I hate this at
yeah,
some
okay.
point.
Okay.
And it's not that his suit isn't great looking. It's the fact that his powers are uninspired and recycled. His most powerful form is to call out any number of level one powers he wants whenever he wants. That's not jaw-dropping. That's just recycling the shit they had from the beginning of the show.
Well, actually,
it's
that's
not
it's
in
kind of
series
like,
power.
In fairness, that's kind of Gaim's MO in a way.
Well, and it's sort of what Cosmic States was.
Yeah.
But Cosmic States was at least mixing things together to create...
Well, and Cosmic States also had a new element with the giant rocket sword.
Yeah.
Right. This literally is just what props do we have on hand. Let's just have them toss them around back and forth and act like they're more powerful now for some reason.
Well, he does start to use them more creatively in the next episode too. So there's that also.
Still, okay. We knew for a long time that the suit and costume budget would only go so far. So I'm not at all surprised to see more recycling.
But here's what here's what my point is going to be.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I kind of expected something like
Kiwami
this.
Kiwami arms and Kachidoki arms should have had their places flip flopped. Because
I'm not going to disagree
with
that.
A lot more impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all.
No.
There could have been some validity to this arms if they've actually established that the weapons were very effective in very different ways. But it's basically just, this is how this bangs this thing.
Well, he uses the gun better than Ryugen does.
Well, yeah,
if anybody uses
like,
anything better than Ryugen does, that's not really a selling point, Ken.
I'm just saying, he uses it as an actual gun.
In the previous scene, we just saw Olin use those exact same weapons with finisher attacks that he didn't do shit to him.
Right.
And obviously the exact same weapons with regular attacks are effective now.
I guess you just figure that
out. It's implied that he's making them more powerful, but they certainly don't look any more powerful.
No, they don't.
It's like the monster is selling the attacks more.
To your point, I think switching this in Kachidoki would be good. Make, Kiwami its own... arms.
Or even just switching the weapons.
No, but listen, make, Kiwami an actual arms, like, a fruit or whatever that forms armor, and then have Kachidoki be something that locks onto that. Like, it locks armor over the armor to make the Kachidoki appearance. Basically reverse the whole process.
Yes.
You could cut out Jinba to make room for that, and it would just streamline the whole damn thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're entirely right, Hamiki.
Kiwami Arms is this show's only misfire so far.
Although, considering we're 32 episodes in, that's pretty impressive still.
And in fairness, that's not necessarily the writer's fault, so...
Yeah, that's more
true. That's
more in the fault of, what they could do for costuming and what the marketers wanted to
what
do.
What Bandai wanted.
It's the toy designer's fault more than anything.
And it's something they had already set in motion since they put out the Kachidoki lock seed, so that's already been
probably decided 6 months ago.
Yeah,
because it needs to cut because the fruit basket interacts with the Kachidoki lock seed, and that's how and combined is where they make the sound.
And also it helps sell previous toys too.
Yeah,
that they need to get off the shelves.
Yeah.
for the next toys to come in.
Because you can get some Kiwami sounds out of the Katsudoki lock seed before it even, you know, before the key actually came out.
Yeah, I mean, from all the real world perspectives, Kiwami Arms makes complete sense. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it from that perspective. Yeah. In, you know, but Mickey is also very right. In the show, it's not... The show's execution does the best it can with what it's given to work with, but it's not good compared to everything else it's done.
In terms of storytelling, it fails.
I can respect that.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that weird line you have to walk of, you know, acknowledging the real world side of it and trying to reconcile how that affects your perception of the show. I don't mind it a lot. I don't really like the costume very much, but, you know, I can see why it had to be that way. And yeah, having seen the next episode, it is used a little more creatively in the combinations, and, you know, maybe we'll get some of that, although I'm kind of doubting. I think going past this point, it's probably just going to be, you know, straight up Musou Saber DJ Gun finishers.
Yeah.
Which is going to suck. But yeah, basically...
It's a good thing we'll have the rest of the show to comfort us, though.
This is very true. Well, plus, you know, maybe it'll be like Go Busters, where, you know, they use Kiwami as little as possible like they did Go Buster O.
I doubt that.
Well, with this writer, you never know.
Nah, I severely doubt that in this case.
Well, I mean they could totally Garo it and have Kiwami only show up for like 30 seconds at a time.
And I mean this thing could do if Koda realized he was slowly turning into an orange. Like just take something out of him.
Well, he is supposed to become an overlord, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's Sagara's idea anyway.
That seems to be the guess.
Hopefully it turns out better than Puto Terra is what I want to say.
Well, what I'm like, since they actually suggested that path at this point of the series, I'm kind of hoping they decide to not pursue that because, you know, I was already predicting that as a possible outcome because Blade did the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, Puto Terra did it as something that was against Eiji's will, that he was fighting against the whole time.
And against his backstory.
It would be really, really funny if the last two episodes is Koda replaced by an orange.
And then the Go-Wanders could toss him back and forth on a beach.
And then he could grow giant and menace a theme park.
Yeah.
Right, Ken?
Sure.
Citrusmon.
Ha. Citrusmon. I always smile when I think of Citrusmon. I can't not.
So yeah, basically the episode ends with Kota using all the old weapons and blowing Demushu up, and then him just sitting there wondering, "Is this my new power?" Because yes. he can't believe how much it sucks either.
Even the commercial doesn't help him.
But here's the one thing I love about this episode, though, is it finally brings Oren and Jonichi back in as heroes.
Yeah, I like that a lot too.
They just be kind of. On the sidelines, or just kind of there, or just
because
or
secondary antagonists, really. That's what they've been stuck as for a while.
But it's almost because their motivations have been clouded of not seeing the real picture of things. Because
they didn't know anything until Oren and Jonichi finally did find out what was going on. And you know, since then, Oren's been acting differently. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, he's not a bad guy. He was just misinformed.
I never thought that Oren was actually a bad guy.
No, he wasn't. You know, he was just on the Yggdrasil payroll, and they were his only source of information. And obviously, they're not going to tell him the whole story.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He was doing the job as he was instructed to do. Mm-hmm.
You know, the soldier he
so
is.
So just because you're a bad guy does not mean you're a bad guy.
Right. And and he has shown that a couple of times, because, like, I think, because, like, you know, him self-sabotaging the plan for getting the driver away from Kota.
Yeah.
Which, you know, screwed up his paycheck, but hey.
I just love they're having a drag queen hero, finally.
And the thing is, you know, he's also, you know, very competent. Mm-hmm. He's very, in spite of the fact he's like one of the characters that had no f***ing upgrades, he's still a strong fighter. And he's got experience that does actually start to pay off in the next episode.
As we see from the preview.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In fact, there's one part of the next episode that I really love that it solely revolves around him, so that's also good.
Yeah. Yeah, based on some of his special experience.
Yes!
When did his figure come out? Because I need it.
Next month, I believe.
Ugh.
Figure art or the arms change?
Arms change. Arms change. The one that matters.
Which, yeah, end of next month.
The one that won't make you bleed.
Well, it made him, gloves.
I think it made him bleed some money. Does that count?
Sure.
So anyway, I don't want to do a whole power playback segment because Rescue Fire was boring. Because basically we ended up accidentally picking a clip show and nothing
job,
happened.
Buy all our playsets and toys.
I mean, it was
Although they don't exist anymore.
To be fair, this episode did make me want to buy their playsets and toys.
Well, I was just going to say, at least we had a nice montage of all the pretty CGI the Rescue series used.
I like that.
How is it Tara can do CGI used for this show, but not for the Transformers shows?
Well, see, the thing is that they...
Because
the CGI they use is also the stuff they kept reusing. And...
Oh, so they just did it once, and that was it.
And they weren't having to make the entire length of the show CG.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, there was, you know, there
was... Because it was done, it had the same, it had the same production company behind it. Weave.
Yeah, there was, like, some incidental... There's some incidental fighting that, you know, they do here and there in the episodes. But there, the finishers and actual stock footage is very, very, very long.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just
There's
say,
a reason
I
for that.
I love the finisher that was them driving a car into an ice cube.
That's all the That's finishers.
Safe. Yeah, I know. That was excellent because
firing the flaming Nissans.
And their little helper robot is the best at bowling.
Kids, if you're not going to drink oil this episode, at least drive into a lake. Do something. Steal a car.
Wow.
Well, no, not to be completely accurate, you should advise him to drive into a frozen lake over the winter.
I don't care.
And it has to be a Nissan.
Yeah, it has to be a Nissan. I'm not sure if you want, like, instant satisfaction on that and are willing to overlook the ice thing.
I just want people to die.
So, what I got from this episode was...
Wow. Man, there's an interquote.
What I got from this episode is that Japanese Dave and Buster's aren't nearly as fun. They're just filled with soccer fields.
And mini bike tracks.
Okay, that part did look kind of awesome, actually.
Except for the mini bikes all stalling out.
I assume that's just because the Tomica team didn't know what the f*** they were doing.
Either
that's
that,
kind of the impression I got.
Either that or it's really poor upkeep by the theme park.
I feel like this episode was them just cashing in. Oh, want to go do something fun this episode? You're not getting paid, though. You're getting to bowl. So, let's do that.
Like, story-wise, the best part of this episode was the Imagine training sequence.
Yes.
So even they have their imagination!
Shut
up. Sadly, now it's pretty obvious why they didn't invite Hiroshi Fujoko along for the special training.
Because he'd come running in with a giant Sega Saturn on his back?
No, that's a reason to invite him along.
It's still a Sega
his
Saturn.
Special, well, remember... Well, remember what happened with previous special training.
Got beat to a pulp?
Yep.
I don't know. I think
this is
where they beat. Yeah. They would have beaten the hero to a pulp until he got his power up.
I think a couple of these heroes probably deserve that, looking at them.
So, do you think maybe one day we'll pick an episode of Rescue Fire that doesn't suck?
Maybe we should just start watching Ryu Kendo instead.
I don't think the math is in our favor, to be honest.
We've had the best luck with Ryu Kendo out of anything in this line.
I don't know. The flaming explosive runs, they did have Date shirtless and packing his bulge in our face. That was kind of awesome. He's all
oiled up. But that was only like, you know, a 15-minute segment before the actual movie.
Yeah, but that's pretty much the only section I paid attention to, though.
I know, that's kind of the point. But have we actually watched a bad episode of Ryukendo yet?
Do we know if that even exists?
Doesn't this one count?
This is an episode of Ryukendo!
Oh, yeah.
God damn, Paladin, pay attention.
Well, he probably did better than Ken, who, you know, didn't even check to verify what he downloaded before
he
watched it.
Let's see. The Tunnel of Perplexity was good. The World's Largest Umbrella was good.
That was one of the best things we've ever watched, I think.
And the Tunnel of Perplexity was really good, too, because of the obvious vagina parallel they crammed into it.
crammed into it.
I know what I said.
You planned out that choice of words, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And, of course, there was the floral sodomy episode.
Yeah, that
Wasn't
was a classic.
Armor Hero?
No. There was never
was
anything
the one
good.
Where they transformed into the bathroom stalls.
There was never anything good in Armor Hero.
Apparently, I can't tell any of them apart.
That's racist.
Is this a different Paladin than the one that used to be on the show? He doesn't remember anything.
What?
Nothing.
I think we should watch some Ryukendo next week. Because I kind of want something
From this... Yeah, that's probably a fair plan.
I want something from this universe, but I want something that we can be reasonably assured is good.
Alright, then.
Let's go look at some episode titles and pick something interesting.
This is my favorite way to pick an episode, is to look at the titles.
Because that never backfires on us. This week.
It's never fired with Ryukendo, backfired on us with Ryukendo or Sun Vulcan.
Yeah, that's true. Ryukendo did give us the world's largest umbrella.
Let's see. The Yellow Ring of Happiness? That sounds like an STD.
Eugenio becomes a doll.
Which one's that?
41.
Also, Magical Recipe.
Yeah, I was eyeing that one as well.
I don't think we want to, you know, go too much farther than that, because it's probably going to get toward the, you know, final storyline.
Fudo-san's Agonizing Day.
You know, there's something appealing about that one. Do we remember who Fudo-san is?
Leave it to superhero time to make agony appealing.
How about a nightmare?
Okay, no, I think I'm sold on that one, actually.
What about that guy's the rival?
You know, I really want to say that that's just, you know, a bad translation thing.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the nightmare episode.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that guy's the rival may not be a bad translation thing. This is Ryukendo.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Daimao's egg?
Piccolo?
Great decisive anal battle? Oh, aerial battle, sorry.
I was about to say.
God damn, we almost had a sure thing.
Damn.
The fighting ghost.
Get my hopes up and everything.
Worst maneuvers in history?
Which one's... I guess we didn't watch that one. We didn't watch... I don't think we watched 40.
That ends in an interrobang. That's usually a good sign.
I think we were going to watch it until we found that one. There was also an episode titled The World's Largest Umbrella.
You know, that's very possible, actually. That seems like something we would do. I think for now we should just consider, you know, Ryukendo and Bioman our fallback power playback positions.
And so
until we choose the same one from each again.
Yeah.
When we can't decide on something else, it'll just be one of these.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we want to do here? We got a couple possibilities.
I vote for the STDs.
STD
okay,
emergency?
Sure.
I vote for the STDs.
There's Nitro Quote.
From Gigabeetle.
No!
Yes! That's why you don't repeat stuff like that.
I don't
should have learned by now.
When I say, like, interquote that, no one listens. I said that earlier when someone was talking about cramming shit into a vagina.
Here's an intro quote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh my god. It's hard to choose.
I'm saving all of them. I will find a way to use them all at some point.
Just do a montage.
Okay, so are we doing Yellow Ring of Happiness, Worst Maneuvers in History, or How About a Nightmare?
Worst Maneuvers in History.
Okay, so we've got two for STD, and I'm
kind of Worst Maneuvers in History.
I'm pulling for How About a Nightmare.
Well, democracy dictates that you're wrong.
Well, I voted, and my vote is like 6 votes.
In Swedish votes, yes. There's an exchange rate.
Yes, but they're like half a vote here.
What the f***? Be nice to me. I haven't done anything bad this episode.
Look, you're using euros.
We're not using euros.
The Sweden's not, just you.
No, I don't. I don't like euros. I don't trust a coin that has a tinier coin inside of it.
But do you like euros?
I do love them.
Use a euro to buy a euro.
Yes, I think Greece actually has euros. Actually, no, they don't.
Isn't that why their economy failed?
I think they're in EU, but not.
Okay, but on to important matters here.
XP, how do you vote?
I kind of am in favor of Worst Maneuvers in History.
Yeah, let's just go with that then.
Okay, so since we did 39 of Rescue Fire and that turned out so great, let's do 40 of Ryukendo.
The next week will be 41 of Bioman.
Has it been
subbed? It's not subbed.
Probably not, but
damn,
we're lucky we can keep
We have two episodes of Biohunter Silva subbed.
Oh shit! Yeah, we need to cover that at some point.
Is that the silver guy?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
all their shit.
That might give us an option for the week we won't have any weeklies. If we don't want to just take off for 2 weeks.
Nah, that's too boring.
Bioman?
No, so taking off for 2 weeks.
What the f*** are you guys going to fill the time with?
Well, Bioman, apparently.
And we can probably do golf with Zubat.
Speaking of golf, how about that photo of supposedly a drive?
It's red.
Yeah.
That makes it three times faster.
A red Kamen Rider. Never seen that before.
If we get really desperate, we can try Garo again.
And see, that's something I like about Gaim, too. You know, it's orange and blue. There's no red on him anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no
Unless he's strawberry arms.
Yeah, I know. Double was a very interesting case because they had to actually like push for a primary form that didn't have any red on it.
He had the eyes.
Eyes don't count.
Yeah,
but the eyes are almost always red.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So it was red on Rider 1 too. So
the
eyes don't count.
Also. Axel absorbed all the red, and so did
he
Barry.
Did. Axel absorbed so much red that he had to have more of it when he was untransformed too.
It was a red nexus.
What the f***?
That was really red into communism.
What?
Because red.
Oh, communism.
What did you think I said?
Communism.
What the f***? Okay, I'm sorry, my English is not that great.
Your English is actually really good. No, seriously, your English is actually really good. It's just sometimes the accent throws us off a little bit.
And also, communism sounds like some kind of religion that worships common writers.
Oh, and see, I was thinking common, C-O-M-M-O-N.
So that worships Dragon Knight, then.
Yes.
Who the f*** would worship Dragon Knight?
Fort Max.
Fort Max. That was unjustified.
Totally.
Still though, f*** you.
That was unjustified. I apologize, but I'm going to say it again.
Ken probably just relieved that Gigabeetle stopped paying attention to him.
Yeah.
You're not even. I don't think you're any closer to drinking oil now than you were at the start of the show.
I'm quite a bit further away from it, in fact.
I wouldn't say that. Don't be that sure, Ken.
He's typing a message to his day planner. Do not drink oil.
Well, actually, Mickey, you've got a funnel, right?
I do actually have a funnel.
Good to know. For, you know, no reason in particular.
Oh, shit.
Ken, you like drinking things with powders in them, right?
Oh. What kind of powder are we talking about here?
I think it's white.
There's other ways to get
just Kool-Aid, that's all. It's odorless, flavorless Kool-Aid. Colorless, too. You'll love it.
Odorless and flavorless does describe most Kool-Aid unless you put a lot more sugar in it, yeah.
There's other ways to get things into a man other than drinking.
Tell me about it.
I didn't say where we would put the funnel.
Put the fun in funnel.
Because otherwise it's just Nell.
Nobody wants to do have a Nell off their butt. I'm sorry, did I spoil that?
And there's another one.
God damn. I'm not on the show enough.
I know, this is terrible. But it's just like force of habit. I can't not save stuff like that. Maybe one day Gigabeta will be a regular and then I can use all this.
XP, we need to install like a dead man switch in your computer so if you died somehow, like all these embarrassing things we said would be wiped out automatically.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted some kind of dead man switch so all this stuff would be uploaded if I died.
No, no, that's the exact opposite of what I like.
So that's what he's going to put in now.
Yes.
Oh, no. As soon as his heart stops beating, we're all doomed.
Who says I even have a heart?
That's a good point.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production.
Why don't you just make one?
Because I'm not Gigabeta.
Like out of cardboard?
Cardboard. Both of you make
it'd
one.
It'd be a custom custom visor.
Fort Max knows what to think and say. Say.
What?
I meant say. Fort now. Fort now.
Fort
Max
now.
Knows what to say. That's what he does when he's in the now. When he takes acid, he's like Fort now. When he does his taxes, he's for tax.
And when he's chopping...
Yes, this is the type of humor you only get at 3 a.m.
And when he's cutting wood, he's Fort X. And when he polishes
his...
honest
period, he's Fort MaxiPad.
And when he polishes his van, he's Fort Wax.
When he's lazy, he's Fort Lax.
Or when he's constipated and needs to take some X-Lax, he's Fort Lax. Or is he just Fort X-Lax then?
When he's in the mood, he's Fort Sax.
No, that's
saxophone, I mean. Obviously.
When are you not in the mood for saxophone?
I don't know.
Maybe sometime that's when you don't feel sax. Like... Maybe sometime when you don't want to blow.
Think about that.
But I was waiting for
and
Mickey
when
to...
I'm wanting to register for BotCon, I'm Fort Fax.
Well played.
But you never want to register for BotCon.
What about when you want a little something to eat in between meals?
Port snacks.
Oh no.
When he wants to put something up on his wall, he's Fort Tax, but with CKS instead of X.
When he listens to
what about when he's tracking someone through the wilderness?
Fort Tracks.
What about when he's trying to get out of Helheim?
Huh?
Fort Cracks.
Oh,
see, he got it.
Well, Mickey's more clever than most of us.
Mickey is clever.
You know, the order used to go.
What about when he's filling a suitcase to go on vacation?
Fort Packs.
Fort Packs.
Also, when he's going to Penny Arcade Expo.
Oh, come on. Like, anyone would actually do that.
Yeah, it's not like tens of thousands of people don't go to every one of those. Did we run out of words that end in X?
When he jacks it, he's for jacks.
What about when he puts on some really cheap cologne?
Or, Giga, when he jacked it, wouldn't he be Fort Wax? W-H-A-C-K-S?
Oh. Nice. Actually, not nice.
Opposite of nice.
Why is
cheap
Fort
cologne
Wax
would be Fort X?
Such a conversation piece.
Puts on pants.
Fort Flex.
What about when he gives 30% of his income to the government?
No, we already did Fort Tax. That was like the first one Gigabeetle did.
Yeah.
What about Wheat Thought of
Still
Grain?
Funny. Huh?
What? Wheat Thought of Grain. Fort Flex.
Oh.
I hope that one... you're writing all of these down.
Well, it's all being recorded.
No, he has to write them down now.
Oh, okay.
Fort Max is furiously registering domain names as we speak. Although not for anything we're talking about, because he's not paying attention.
Oh, when Fort Max piles stuff up, he's...
Fort Stacks.
Yes.
When I'm breaking into someone's website.
Fort Max. Very nice. Or, you know, when you're unlocking new sounds out of a new Rider toy, you're also Fort Hex.
No, that's Fort Hex.
How many words are there that ends in that sound?
What about when he's eating food really loudly?
Fort Smacks. See, this is going to sound a lot more clever in the final version because all this silence where we're thinking is going to be cut out.
Yeah, excellent.
Wait. There's no silence in between these. We're actually that clever.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We have not just said silent for like 2 minutes.
Oh, when he's putting all of his hats up, he's...
Ford Rex?
Yeah. Or when he's getting ready to play pool, he's also Fort Rex.
What about when it becomes Kamen Rider Walnut?
Oh, Fort Zax. And you know, when he goes in reverse, he's...
Fort Bax.
Yes!
Oh, gosh.
And you guys were worried this show might not be filled up.
Yes, if this is not the definition of filler content, what it is that Gigabeetle's 3 a.m. this is caught on to the rest of us, and...
It's 4 a.m.
Super Hero Time! 次回もよろしく!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.